Good morning. It's May 9th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. At Apple's recent Let Loose event, the unveiling of new iPad models and accessories, including an OLED iPad Pro equipped with an M4 chip, marked a significant stride in the tech giant's innovation journey. This latest iteration promises a 1.5 times CPU performance increase over its M2 predecessor, alongside improvements in GPU and neural engine capabilities, though real-world performance is yet to be seen. My Best Buy Plus and Total members are in for a treat with a $50 discount on these cutting-edge models, while the Apple Pencil Pro steps up the game with added sensors and haptic feedback. In a bold move towards the future, Apple announced its expansion into artificial intelligence, with plans for M2 Ultra and M4 AI servers set to launch in late 2025. However, a controversial ad depicting a future where physical items are replaced by digital devices sparked widespread backlash, challenging the tech giant's vision of the future. Meanwhile, Apple continues to cater to Windows users, releasing iTunes 12.13.2 for Windows, with support for the latest iPad models and offering sleek, modern apps optimized for Windows 11. For music creators, Apple's Logic Pro 11 and Logic Pro for iPad 2 are introducing new AI-driven features to revolutionize music production. With additions like Session Players and Stem Splitter, these updates promise an enhanced music creation experience. Available for free to existing users or at a purchase price for new users, these tools are set to elevate the music production landscape, showcasing Apple's commitment to blending technology with creativity. In a leap forward for science and medicine, Isomorphic Labs, a spin-off of Google DeepMind, has unveiled AlphaFold 3. This AI software represents a monumental shift in our ability to understand the building blocks of life, offering a 50% improvement in predicting the structure of proteins, DNA, RNA, and smaller molecules over its predecessors. AlphaFold 3 has already made significant strides by cataloging 200 million known proteins, becoming an invaluable tool for millions of researchers. These researchers are making breakthroughs in critical areas, such as malaria vaccines, cancer treatments, and the design of enzymes. The software's capacity to model essential molecules and map out interactions between drugs and diseases is poised to revolutionize drug design, genomics research, and more. What sets AlphaFold 3 apart is its availability for non-commercial research at no cost through Google's AlphaFold server. This accessibility is fostering collaborations with pharmaceutical companies, aiming to tackle real-world drug design challenges head-on. Furthermore, the launch of AlphaFold 3 is a testament to Google's expanding AI initiatives, which include everyday tools like Gemini and ImageFX, as well as chatbots such as Claude and Adobe Firefly. This breakthrough in protein structure prediction by Isomorphic Labs not only enhances the accuracy of molecular modeling, but also underscores the potential for transformative applications across drug discovery and various industries. The implications of AlphaFold 3's advancements are far-reaching, promising to accelerate progress in combating diseases and understanding the molecular underpinnings of life itself. At the Red Hat Summit 2024, a pivotal moment unfolded as CEO Matt Hicks took the stage to underscore the transformative power of open source in the AI realm. By making artificial intelligence more accessible and cost-effective, Hicks set the tone for a series of announcements that could reshape how enterprises approach AI development and deployment. Red Hat's unveiling of Red Hat Enterprise Linux AI, RHELAI, marks a significant leap towards democratizing the development and deployment of large language models for enterprise applications. This initiative is complemented by the open sourcing of InstructLab, a move that further embodies the company's commitment to open source innovation in AI. Moreover, Red Hat's enhancements to OpenShift, its Kubernetes-based platform, include support for the Kubernetes custom resource definition KServe, enabling the deployment of AI models on single-node clusters and integrating development tools such as VS Code and RStudio. The company didn't stop there. By forging strategic alliances with industry giants like Intel, AMD, RunAI, Stability AI, Oracle, and Pure Storage. Red Hat aims to simplify the deployment of OpenShift across various processors and environments. This effort is coupled with a focus on optimizing AI workloads running on GPUs, and plans to integrate large language model support into its Conveyor toolkit. In addition to these technical advancements, Red Hat announced a developer preview of Red Hat Connectivity Link, broadening the capabilities of its Lightspeed generative AI platform. Furthermore, the company is offering an extended 12-month end-user support, EUS term for OpenShift 4.14, and subsequent even-numbered releases in the 4.x series, signaling a strong commitment to hybrid cloud computing and supporting organizations through the evolving technological landscape. In a groundbreaking move, OpenAI and Microsoft have teamed up to tackle one of the digital world's most pressing challenges, deepfakes. With a newly developed tool boasting an impressive 98.8% accuracy rate in identifying AI-generated images, this initiative marks a significant step forward in the fight against digital deception. The collaboration between OpenAI and Microsoft has yielded a detection tool that is not just effective but also under continuous refinement. Currently, this tool is in the hands of researchers, undergoing rigorous testing to further enhance its accuracy. This development is crucial, especially as the digital landscape grapples with the proliferation of deepfakes and their implications. Amidst these technological advancements, OpenAI is also exploring new frontiers with its AI models. The company is considering the introduction of NSFW content generation capabilities in age-appropriate contexts through its API and ChatGPT. This move, while innovative, has sparked a debate over the potential for misuse, particularly the fear of non-consensual deepfake pornography. The upcoming release of OpenAI's video generator, Sora, adds another layer to the discussion on AI-generated adult content. With incidents of non-consensual AI-generated nude images and deepfakes already making headlines, the need for ethical guidelines and effective detection tools has never been more apparent. This initiative by OpenAI and Microsoft not only highlights the technological strides being made in AI, but also underscores the complex ethical landscape that these innovations inhabit. As we move forward, the balance between innovation and ethical responsibility remains a pivotal focus, especially in the realm of AI-generated content. In a move that cements Singapore's position at the forefront of the digital revolution, Amazon Web Services, AWS, has announced a massive US $9 billion investment to expand its cloud infrastructure in the city-state over the next 4 years. This strategic investment is not just about scaling up operations. It's about fueling the future of technology, with a particular focus on fostering the adoption of artificial intelligence, AI, across Singapore. The initiative is set to create a wave of employment, generating over 12,000 jobs annually, and promises to make a significant economic impact. This expansion is part of AWS's broader vision for the Asia-Pacific region, highlighting a commitment to driving innovation and digital competitiveness on a global scale. The collaboration between AWS and the Singapore government aims to turbocharge AI integration within local businesses, ensuring that the benefits of this technological advancement are widespread and accessible. This partnership is indicative of a larger trend, as tech giants look to the Asia-Pacific region as a critical battleground for the next wave of digital transformation. With AWS's profits tripling in the first quarter of 2025, the company is not only investing in Singapore, but also in expanding its data center footprint in Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, signaling a robust global strategy. This investment is a clear indicator of Singapore's burgeoning role as a regional innovation hub and a leader in digital competitiveness. It reflects a broader pattern of significant tech investments in the Asia-Pacific area as companies vie to capture a larger share of the global tech market. AWS's commitment to Singapore underscores the city-state's strategic importance in the tech ecosystem and its potential to shape the future of AI and cloud services worldwide. This has been your daily brief in AI, To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.